You know what show I'm late on, but I'm really loving it? The Mandalorian.
Oh.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, loving it.
Where are you at?
I was actually...
I'm current.
Oh.
In a week, I became current. From a noob to an expert. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't actually going to talk to you about that because I'm a current too. And the first season I did like. The second season I'm kind of zoning out. It's not as interesting anymore. And the only reason why I wanted to ask you, but like for me, I guess I'm comparing it just to Star Trek, of course. But the one thing that I think that Star Trek has a completely like awesome job is the way that they create these worlds for different species. Because in Star Wars, and I've just realized this, but every world they go to, it all looks the same. It's a desert.
It's all the desert, and the aliens didn't take any time to create. They walk outside, and they're like, "Oh, there's a frog. We'll make a frog alien." Oh, look, a lizard. We're going to make a lizard. There's a bird. Yeah, I get that. But what I will say this is what I like about The Mandalorian. First off, if The Mandalorian came out before the Star Wars movies, I would be a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Because like, any of them?
Or the new trilogy. You mean any of them?
Any of them. I don't like any of the movies. The only movies I like are Rogue One, because that was totally different. It was a standalone, unique movie.
I loved Solo.
I didn't really like Solo just because I don't know. I think it was because it wasn't Harrison Ford playing Han Solo. I think that maybe that's what it was. But anyway, but I like The Mandalorian because to me, it's more, at least the first season, it's more Star Trek than Star Trek. I like that it's because Star Trek was supposed to be a Western, a space Western, where they go on to different planets and they, you know, try to do the right thing. And that's what The Mandalorian is doing. Every episode, he goes to some weird area and there's a weird situation. He's got to figure out what the right thing to do is, all while having this child with him, which the baby Yoda is adorable. I gotta be honest.
Yeah. It's the cutest thing.
Makes me want to have a child, not a real, a human child, just a baby Yoda.
Oh, well,
I would carry it around especially if it had a little stroller that came, just followed me. Yeah. I didn't have to push it or anything. How great would that be?
It, you know, actually, it'd be more of a parent to you than you would be to it.
Oh, yeah. But can you imagine if, going back 2 years, when I was in that tragic scooter accident.
Oh, my God.
If my baby Yoda son saw me.
I love how we brought the Mandalorian back to two things. Number one, Star Trek, and number two, your leg.
Yeah. Baby Yoda, because he would have been following me in that little stroller.
Right. Now we're combining the two.
He would have saw that I was going to be in danger, and he would have put his little hand out. And it would stop me from breaking my leg.
And it would stop us from having to hear this damn story.
Right. Just wait till Christmas. I got a whole thing planned.
Yeah. You would think that, but there's some situations in The Mandalorian this season. I'm all like, oh, Baby Yoda's going to do something to intervene. And he does it.
Okay,
and I'm like, well, what's the purpose of him being there?
It's only been two episodes. This
now.
Season.
It doesn't matter.
And the first episode is monumental because you find Boba Fett's armor.
Now, I don't know anything about Boba Fett. I know the name, but I don't really know anything about him.
And you want to talk about attention to detail? So his armor, it gets banged up because he gets swallowed by the Sarlacc, the pit. You remember that?
Was it the big giant worm comes out of?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That thing swallows it.
I just remember the big giant worm.
Well, Boba Fett has Mandalorian armor, but he's not really a Mandalorian, but he's trying to find his armor too.
Yeah.
He's trying to find Mandalorians through finding this armor, and that armor got damaged, and they actually showed how it was repaired. If you look at it close enough, how whoever got the armor again, which was Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
Somehow,
which I love. I love him.
He repaired it, and like it was all, you know, like you could see where it was welded back together.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's some level of detail, right?
Yeah,
there.
I don't know that I'll ever be that big of a nerd into Star Wars. I think I just enjoy it for what it is, like a space Western.
Well, I mean, this show is a space Western.
Now, episode one of season two, not giving anything away, but I think Tremors Shrieker Island did a better job at presenting the Graboids to the world.
Or
it's basically the same exact story.
Okay, well,
you watch Shrieker Island on Netflix and go watch episode one of Mandalorian season two, on Disney Plus, same story.
Well, then let's just be real about it. That whole sandworm thing, didn't we see that in Beetlejuice first?
No, I think Tremors came out first, right?
No, Beetlejuice came out in 87. Tremors was like 89, 90.
Is that true?
Yeah, Clark, I agree with you. I was like Beetlejuice much.
Yeah, see, that's exact. Okay, but I mean, but here's the other thing. If Tremors, you really want to get back to it. So the worm.
Oh, you're right. It was 1990.
So the worm that you see.
Which I think is a great creature. I think that's so cool to have like a whale type or a shark
that worm,
in the sand.
You know that worm is actually in the episode 4?
No.
There's the skeleton. There's a skeleton of it in the desert. When C-3PO.
You're talking about the movie.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, a new hope.
What are you
laughing
at? He's laughing at the way I'm responding to you.
Because he's so definitive. I don't.
And then he's like, oh, yeah.
Because I don't. I
you know nothing.
Because I don't remember either.
He totally chumped out on me. Like, yeah. I fact checked him.
Yeah. It's not Star Wars. If you watch The Mandalorian, you don't like Star Wars. I don't like Star Wars.
It's something set in the Star Wars universe, which I'm hoping at some point they have a stupid multi-camera sitcom that's just based in the Star Wars universe.
That would be hilarious. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's basically like Full House, but it's in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And all I would watch
to,
it. Only...
All they have to do is like 5 episodes. Just do 5 episodes.
Yeah. I would watch it only if it was all androids.
That would actually be kind of funny. But basically
nothing but
like,
droids.
But kind of like it's just basically Jetsons but set in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
They would totally do that.
And the desert.
Well, I think this needs to, and they're working on it now, but multiple Star Wars shows need to come out of this cuz I'm interested.
Well,
I don't care about Luke Skywalker. I don't care about the incest.
Well, the thing is,
I don't care about the Death Star.
The thing is you're not going to see any of that anymore because they realize
it's done.
Yeah,
but everything else, I like all the ancillary.
So there's a
character.
There's a Obi-Wan show that's supposed to come out, and there's also a Boba Fett show that's supposed to come out, dealing with those two characters.
See, I don't want that. I just want somebody that I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Well, you don't know who those people are anyway.
Let's revert back to my sitcom idea.
The sitcom is great. I'm all for it.
It's like.
I'm projecting the Star Wars sitcom drone. Nothing but drones is going to be a huge success. It's going to win by a lot.
And the droid, one of the main droid voice has to be Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
The droid version.
No. Because Seinfeld.
What's the deal with all these sprockets?
No. Seinfeld's too situational. You need to have it where it's kind of like a
it's
home
a show about nothing.
Like, it's like Home Improvement or. Or Golden Girls, some sort of
Golden Girls
Family Matters. I don't know.
But they have like this.
It's basically a show that you would see on TGIF that's set in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, and it's got to have the same type of music. The sitcom music back in the 90s.
Yes.
He's got to come back.
Like the introduction has them like coming through.
That sounds like the transition scenes. They did that. They brought that guy back for Mr. Robot.
Oh, you know it would be awesome too if they had like the super serious episode
where they deal with like drugs or teen pregnancy.
I found some spice in your in your drawer.
We don't use the force for that. I know the force is very powerful and you want to experiment with it, but this is for adults. We don't use the force in that way.
Instead of the birds and the bees talk, it's the Ewoks and the R2s talk or something like that.
I think it's time to have that sad music. We need to find that music. We got to find that old sitcom music and we do so much with it.
Oh, we could probably use your new toy for this.
Yeah, and a voice changer.
But then I have to be the musician.
Oh, well, yeah.
Can you turn this thing on? It's been a couple of weeks since I turned it.
There's a switch or a button.
There it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Is Julie back?
That robot didn't sound angry enough. This is going great.
Yeah.
I love when we have something planned.
By the way, none of this was planned.
Yeah.
So if this goes bad, we're going to blame it on Julie.
Good.
She's out there defecating in the parking lot.
Oh, God. She had to step up her game this week.
You should have just called.
She's finding the missing Trump ballots right now. She and Detective Gomez are scoping around, traveling the world, finding the missing.
You already know how that's going to end.
You should have just called her and put her on hold.
Where? then she could talk to us. Tell us everything you want. Where in the world is the hold on. Where in the world is
the missing Trump ballots?
Wow.
I don't think this is good. I don't remember what we have test. No, this I don't think this is gonna work.
Oh,
because there's no like music. Da, 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 da. Then you know, I don't know any of the characters, so I can't think of anybody's name. You have like a Bob Saget type character coming into the bedroom in this little sand dome that they have.
Well, they're like Adult Swim did something with like too many cooks. You could call it too many droids.
Yeah. Oh, I said nothing but droids.
Nothing but droids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Honey, what's wrong?
What?
Oh. That's the whole thing.
Made, the kids made fun of him at school.
Like, you can't understand the droids anyway, so maybe that's all it is. You know what I mean?
Or maybe there's just one human character that lives with a bunch of droids.
Oh, that's sad, honey.
This droid sounds like it's trying to seduce me, though.
Yeah.
Get me drunk.
We don't use the force that way.
Oh. This is the shady pimp character that one kid met walking home from, or one droid met walking home from school.
That's me. Anyway, we got to go ahead, Eric.
Boy meets droid.
Oh,
that's a good one.
And you know what? That's a ABC property. So Disney would be down with that.
I think. Oh.
Or Boy Meets Force?
I think R343 has a crush on me.
If there was just some way you could kill...
I don't know.